From a unit-wide perspective, not just passing game, but when you guys are blitzed, you guys, you know, it's not often where someone just comes free and gets a shot at Aaron. What from your perspective, what's gone into that?
Well, I mean, it depends on the protection being utilized. Sometimes if they're only bringing the same number that you have blocking, then it's a testament to the guys blocking those individual guys. Sometimes they bring more guys than you have to protect, and you have to get rid of the ball. But we work on it a lot. We work on it a ton, and our guys are smart. And when they do blitz and we can pick it up, we generally do. And if there's a free guy, we generally are able to get rid of it before he gets there. And
beyond the obvious brilliance of the guy who handles the third down package, what was the difference Monday night versus the previous couple of weeks? Does it go just beyond execution? Was it down and distance? What was it?
I mean, just to talk about that, I mean, the third down, I mean, there's short yardage, which Brian Angelico does. There's third downs in the red zone, which Alex does. And then there's third downs out in the field. So it's a collective effort. But I think what happened primarily is we got the first third down converted, so we felt good about that. But we were in a lot of manageable situations. We were in third and short a number of times. We weren't in too many third and longs, and that's what we said going into the game. We wanted to try to stay in third down manageable situations because you have obviously a better chance of converting those. And, you know, guys made plays. Aaron ran for two or three first downs. That's always a bonus. And you know, he was on. The guys were catching the ball, and everyone the line was blocking, so everyone was doing what they're supposed to be doing.
I don't know if Aaron has any empirical data to back up his theory on this, but he really believes that if you guys get that first third down, that it makes a huge difference for you. Do you see that in your players when you watch them?
It seems to be the case. I mean, that's been brought up by various players at different times when we've talked about it, that when you get that first third down, you feel good, you think you're on a roll, and then generally that happens. But if they feel that way, that's great, because that gives them confidence to get the next one. But each play is different. Each third down is different, and they have to execute that particular play.
Back a couple weeks now since the knee injury. What do you think has maybe slowed down the running game with James back there now?
Say that again?
James has been back a couple weeks now since the knee surgery, but the production hasn't necessarily been what he would want, or yards per carry-wise, what the team would want. But what do you think has maybe slowed down the running attack the last few weeks?
Well, we're playing good defenses. That's always factors in. And, you know, we're working to try to be the best we can be, whether it's running the ball or throwing the ball. I'm not going to sit here and try to analyze why things are not going up to snuff, you know, based on your question. But, you know, we try to do the best we can.
Do you need to run the ball to have success? It seems in the last six games you've been throwing it a lot and moving it and scoring points.
We're going to do whatever we need to do to move the ball, and based on the people that we have in there. Sometimes you can be very successful just throwing it. Sometimes you can be very successful just running it. You know, we have two options, run or throw, and we're going to try to do both equally as well.
Tom, Mike said this morning that you guys want to give Ty Montgomery more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, I know he calls the plays at that critical moment, but as you plan through the week, are you able to build that in as you're discussing it? Then the way the game goes can impact that. Is that the challenge?
Yeah, when you're sitting around on Tuesday trying to figure out what you want to do against the opponent. You have to, number one, you factor in what guys are going to be available. Sometimes guys aren't healthy. You look at matchups. You look at guys who have done well for you, and you want to try to get them the ball. So you devise certain things to make that happen. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, there are a lot of plays in a game plan. And really, you probably don't get to about 60% of them for whatever reason, just the way the game goes, or there are a number of factors that go into that. But you do definitely try to have an idea of how many touches you'd like particular guys to get, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.